Well, ask the Bryant Park staff. It's a thankless job being the person behind the scenes sometimes. A lot of work, not a lot of glory. You know who else knows about that? Assistant coaches in the NBA. They watch the game tape, they run the drills, they hold the clipboard all week long. Come game time, though, when the chicken dance blares and the head coach suits up, you take a seat at the bench, down with the Gatorade and the towel boy. After the game, do the reporters want to ask you why you switch defense?
No, excuse me. Could you get out of the way? I need to talk to Phil Jackson.
Exactly. They want to talk to the head coach. Does anyone care that you're the man with the answers? Well, Henry Abbott does. He runs ESPN's NBA blog called True Hoop. He is on a mission this season to interview assistant coaches from NBA teams across the country to find out what really makes them tick. He's kicking off a series of interviews on his blog, and he joined us in the studio to talk about what makes an assistant coach interesting in interviews and why he, Henry Abbott, jumped on the chance to sit down with them when the offer came up.
You know, I don't know if it's like a headline story every day, but for me, I'm like, look, ESPN nobody gets to talk to assistant coaches in most cases. There's a gag order on most teams where they aren't allowed to talk to the media. But they're the guys who actually do the job of, you know, the nitty-gritty of running an NBA team. Like, they're the ones who are working the long hours looking at the film and, you know, making – I mean, head coaches do too. But they're on the front lines of the decisions that we all question every day, you know, and watch every night. So I thought, yeah, I want to talk to those guys because they're what's really going on in the NBA, and you don't usually get to talk to them. I've always wanted to talk to assistant coaches.
Because the guy who usually gets to talk is the head coach.
Right.
And for people who don't really follow NBA basketball, there's the guy in the suit who's yelling and holding a clipboard, and then down from him a couple of spots, there's a less famous guy in a suit with a clipboard who's yelling a little less loudly. And a couple more guys like that. Those are the assistant coaches. These are the guys that really make a lot of the stuff happen in practice and before the games and after the games. But you don't ever get to really hear from them.
On some teams, you get to talk to them a little bit, but on most teams, you don't hear from them at all. And they're where the passion is, right? I'm always interested in that because they don't make a lot of money. They're never home. They work incredibly long hours. And they get fired. If their boss gets fired pretty much every time, they all lose their jobs. They all have, like, you know, 1 year, 2 year commitments. That's it. And so you don't do that unless, A, you know, you really have a strong passion for the game, and B, you think you're good. Like, you know, you wouldn't do it if just to have a job. And, you know, a lot of players finish their career and think that they'll go into coaching because that's what ex-players can do. That doesn't cut it. Like, these guys have to actually perform or else, in most cases, you know, or else they lose their job. So
And the other thing I've noticed with NBA coaches, certainly this happens in other sports too, but what I've noticed with NBA assistant coaches, rather, what I've noticed with NBA assistant coaches is that some of them will do it for like 20 years. You know, it's not necessarily something you do for 5 years and then you're a head coach. I mean, there are guys that do this for their whole career, essentially. It seems like a pretty thankless job.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of guys who just don't have it in their makeup to be a head coach. A head coach is a media job in a lot of ways. You know, you've got to, you know, we're in New York and Isaiah Thomas is taking a lot of heat here, and you'll see him on the cover, on the back cover of the Daily News or the New York Post every day with, you know, some terrible headline about what a nightmare he is. And, you know, that's just not for a lot of people. You know, I wouldn't want that job, to be honest. You get a lot more money and you got to make the big decisions. But at the same time, like, you are on the front line of every catastrophe your team encounters. And I think a lot of guys just want to be basketball coaches. They want to talk about basketball and do basketball things. And, you know, that's not what head coaches do with most of their time.
You say they don't make a lot of money. I mean, not compared to the coaches. But what's a range for these guys?
You know, you don't get them to talk about it very often. But I think – I'll tell you this. Mark Cuban the other day, who owns the Dallas Mavericks, you know, billionaire, was criticized early in his career for hiring a ton of assistant coaches. And they still have a ton of assistant coaches in Dallas. But he was like, look, I pay these guys less than we pay Microsoft engineers for my other business. Like, he made, you know, his billions in, you know, .com kind of money. But he was like, you know, guys who are teaching people how to use Microsoft programs make more than these assistant coaches. So I don't know. Maybe that's three figures. Maybe it's not, you know, but it's not going to blow you away.
Wow. So are these guys doing it, you think? I mean, you've talked to a few of them already.
Yeah.
You've talked to a couple of them already, and you're sort of building up your list of these guys. What's the impression so far? Is it that they're doing it just because they love the game or because they're chasing a dream of being a head coach?
Well, you know, today I talked to Tony Brown from Milwaukee, and, you know, I think he's the kind of guy who wants to be a head coach. I don't see why he wouldn't. He doesn't strike me as someone who's shy of the spotlight. But I'm sure he'll be a great head coach. But I think there are, you know, a lot of people, like Tom Thibodeau in Boston was the first one. He's a guy who, like, he worked under Jeff Van Gundy for years, and Van Gundy was always telling everybody, like, this guy's head coach material. Like, he was promoting him as a candidate everywhere there was an opening. So these are two guys who I think are definitely on that path. Like, they're putting in their time, and they're going to, you know, they expect to be leading a team one day, and I think people think they should. But there are a lot of guys who, you know, the ultimate example, I guess, is Tim Gergerich, who
one-time Sonic assistant coach.
Yeah, he's been around the league. But, I mean, that guy, he won't, you know, they aren't allowed to talk to the media on the record. But in the locker room, a lot of times you can be like, hey, you know, what happened tonight? And they might just share a little something with you off the record. Not this guy. Tim Gergerich is like, you know, he'll like turn and walk away. He is the most secretive guys, and he makes the most incredibly tight bonds with players. And not only does he not want to be a head coach, like, I don't even think he doesn't want to be on TV. He doesn't want to be in the newspaper. He doesn't want to be anywhere other than, you know, with players, like doing the things that players do, like bonding with them and building trust with them. And he's very effective. He gets paid a lot. I think he's the highest paid assistant coach. But you know, he's a story. He won't be in this series. I can guarantee that, you know.
So you're going to do this big series at ESPN.com and your blog True Hoop, and also do some guest blogging for us on the Bryant Park Project about the life of the lives, the loves, the motivations of the NBA assistant coach in the coming months. What are you hoping to find out from these guys?
I'm going into it with an open mind. You know, you get what you get, right? Like in everything I do, I'm trying to get to the notion that these people are humans. And the NBA is covered like Disney. It's covered like their characters, right? It's Michael Jordan and Space Jam, you know. And I'm kind of against
that. I believe
that,
I can fly.
I know I can fly. But I'm trying to get to the idea that, look, like, these are guys who go to work and do a job, and they're trying to do a good job. And I just love to get the, you know, being human is a compliment in many ways. It means you're not a robot, but it also means you have failings, right? And so I feel like I'm interested in learning about just in what way these people are just – they're just like you and me in many ways, you know, and let's just kind of – talking to them is a great way to assess that.
Henry Abbott from ESPN.com writes the blog True Hoop, friend of the Bryant Park Project. We'll look very forward to seeing what you find out.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, you click it, we pick it. The most read, viewed, and emailed stories around the web from news sites high and low. It's called The Most.
And also, democracy reigns in Venezuela. Kind of. We're going to look at what has changed in the way an authoritarian seizes or maybe coaxes power. That's all coming up on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.